AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Hi.
Hello. What is up? Welcome to a very special bonus episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Ard Marine, and I am sitting here with our favorite gentleman, I think your favorite gentleman, the 2017 Bachelor of the Year, Robert Benedict.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I know you guys are expecting us to be talking about the finale, but I am in Nashville filming, and so our finale episode is going to air on the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. So you guys get a bonus to tide you over. In the meantime, Rob and I, oh my God.
We're doing it.
Oh my God, we're about to FaceTime with another Canadian contestant.
We're big with the Canadians.
This is our first female. We've never caught a female.
No, we never caught a female.
And we've never caught a female. This is our first female from this season. Like, we're going to be FaceTiming momentarily with Haley.
I changed my clothes.
Changed your clothes. I know. We were like, do we call? Do we FaceTime? I didn't know what to wear. I decided to go for like nerdy librarian look.
You look great.
Farmer
look so
librarian.
Great. But the farmer makes it kind of hip.
Hipster farmer librarian. Hipster farmer.
And you
look like hunky Canadian.
I'm hunky Canadian.
Did you have to change your clothes?
Yeah, I was wearing a t-shirt and a sweat jacket.
Yeah, sure.
A hoodie. It's something that screamed I'm an out-of-work actor.
You know what I like? You sound Canadian because you just called a sweatshirt a sweat jacket.
A sweat jacket. Thank you. I mean, I really went method.
My sweat jacket. What do we want to know from Haley before we get going?
I want her to know that she was in my top three.
I know. We loved her. Yeah. That dress she wore before. If you guys can't remember.
And to tell her that she won best dress of the season.
She wore that black dress with a bra peeking out. And I'm not going to say that on the air because I don't want to be creepy. But I am saying it right now, on air.
I was going to try to tell her that the dress looked hot without being creepy.
Say she was the coolest dresser. We'll tell her she looked cool.
Okay. It was the night she got voted out.
We were all stunned by that. She came to my stand-up show at Yuck Yucks Vancouver.
Right.
And by the way, if you're in Canada, I will be playing Yuck Yucks Calgary May 11th through 13th. And I also want to remind everybody, we have May 7th in Nashville, our first live
this
podcast.
So exciting.
With, We captured Luke. We captured Luke. He's coming. Now we have Evan and Carly. We have Wells and Luke.
Wow.
So exciting. And we have Padgett and Aaron and Steve Heitner. Wow. We're very sad.
Luke,
you're not
scary
be
face.
There.
I know. I'm really sad. I can't
okay.
Be there.
So I want to know how she packed. How do you pack as a lady to go? You get two
yeah,
suitcases.
That's good. I want to know who, like, I just watched the Women
oh
Tell
God.
All.
Was,
so I want to know, like, who her favorites were,
yes,
who her least favorites were.
Her roommate, I know, was the Dolphin Girl.
Oh, amazing. Okay,
yeah,
we could
okay,
talk about Dolphin
okay.
Girl because we love her.
I want to know what she thought of Nick and like what it was like to
yeah.
be in the house. Like,
yeah.
like actually, because I feel like a girl will actually tell us. Like, a guy's like, you know, we just hung out and we just like lifted suitcases
right.
as weights. But a girl will be like,
right.
like, what did you do all day? Like, what
yeah.
do you do
How
all day?
How much drinking is involved?
Yes.
And then also, do they keep in touch after? Like, are they,
yes.
you know what I mean? Are they still friends after? But I also wanted to know things about us. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I wanted to
yeah,
know
yeah,
that,
yeah,
she,
yeah.
that she was our top three.
Yes, okay.
That
okay,
she met
okay.
my band in the restaurant
okay,
where she works
okay,
a year ago.
Okay.
Is that too much? Is it too
no,
much?
No, no, no. This is good. This is because I need to be your wingwoman on this. I need to be your wingwoman. You know
right.
what? I will set you up.
Okay.
You met. I will be. I will.
She's writing it down.
I'm gonna write it down. I'm nothing if not the only. This if I was as organized. No, it is also like the most messy. I'm like organized chaos. But like. If I had as much focus in the rest of my life
yeah.
as I have about this
yeah.
is the most important thing
if
in my
I
life.
If I cared as much about anything else.
I truly almost canceled another audition. Last week, I skipped an audition, which they get like for a regular because I had to do, I was like, I can't.
Wow, I know. Last
can't.
Night, we were like, fingers crossed you didn't get an audition today.
You know what? I was so happy to not
yeah,
get
I know.
An audition.
It was exciting.
So
news.
Happy.
Yeah.
Like, thank God. Thank God I'm tanking my acting career so I can just come do this.
Well,
all right,
we have our priorities straight. Is she expecting a 2 p.m. call?
Well, I told her we were going to call it 2:05, but I can.
Well, we can keep talking.
I'll tell her. You know what? I'll text her and say we're ready a little early if you're ready. How's that?
Oh, that's good. That's
okay.
good. You don't
I'll
think
use
that's
Siri.
Too forward.
Okay.
You want to use Siri to type?
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Hello, Haley! Exclamation point. They spelled Haley wrong. I'll have to redo that. Oh, shit. Now they're still spelling out what I just said. Okay, let's start over. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, here we go. Here's, guys, if you're listening, here's one of my... Everyone, you know what? I want you to all feel accepted, and you all know... We all have gifts, and we all have limitations. One,
yeah.
of my human limitations,
yeah.
Rob? My voice is the same sound as the pound key. So when I call people, it goes message... If I get excited or I laugh, uh-huh. it erases the message so that I have to fucking call. And if you're a millennial out there, and you've never seen Swingers... First of all, great movie.
Great movie.
Vince Vaughn, not just the puffy guy that's in movies. He
no,
was like a hot, funny guy.
Yeah, super
Go
funny.
Back, do yourself a favor. Go see how funny and hot Vince
yeah.
Vaughn was. But there's a scene where he calls and hangs up the voicemail.
Yeah.
So that's me unintentionally because of my voice.
Speaking okay. of skinny, Jon Favreau is
skinny
like a
Jon Favreau.
Fourth of the size. Right now he's four Jon Favreaus.
Poor Jon Favreau goes up and down, but now he's a billionaire because he directed Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed Chef.
Oh, you did? I haven't seen it.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
I love me some Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah.
You like it too. Aristotle's
yeah.
in the house. Aristotle. When you... Aristotle is Katie today. Now, Aristotle, you don't watch The Bachelor. When you do this podcast, do you want to stab yourself in the balls? And it's okay if you do.
No, he's saying no.
He's saying no.
He's in with us.
He's in with us.
Here in
okay.
spirit.
Hello, Haley. Okay.
The guy across the hall just shut his door.
We are ready a little early if you are good to go. Exclamation point. That's too many exclamation points. Okay.
By the time we get this finished, it will be 2:05.
Okay,
FYI.
Ready? Okay, ready? I'm just sending it now. He did just close his door on
yeah.
us. And everyone can see this is how I operate in my world. It's like, this is how
I
it's
like
hard.
This. I like this
you like to hear.
Pre-interview. I just like the pre-interview.
It makes me feel safe.
Yeah, it's
it makes
like
me feel safe.
Breaking it down, it's like bloopers.
I wish I could come. I wish I could like bring my like. Oh, this is my spiritual advisor to all my audition. And then mm-hmm. we go and we talk, and I
yes.
could say I'm feeling nervous, but I'm prepared, and I just need to not fucking just like calm
yes.
down and just like it's okay to be afraid.
Yes. We'd get every job. If we
do
did
you get?
Like that.
Do you have social anxiety?
Yeah, yeah. I get more. Yeah, I have audition anxiety for sure.
Do you?
Yeah.
How do you calm down?
I don't. I just use it. You,
you
know what I mean?
It.
I just take that energy and I put it right into the thing.
Okay, she's finding good lighting. 2 seconds.
Oh, see, she's thinking the same.
Take your time. Take your time, boo.
Hey, I don't mean to be, you know, total creep yeah, fill, but like, does
but.
She know that like I'm on the call?
Oh yeah, she
okay,
knows. She
good.
Knows.
Right,
she knows. She knows. She knows. She knows.
You send her like my IMDb and stuff.
Oh my god. Oh my god. You know what we can do? I will hook you up.
Just like a couple pictures.
What's the name of your band?
Loudon Swain. Loudon Swain.
Okay.
Loudenswain. Did you ever see Vision Quest? Matthew Modine. He's a wrestler in the late 80s. Okay. Madonna was on the soundtrack.
Great.
Journey was on the soundtrack.
Great soundtrack.
His name in the movie, his character's name is Loudenswain.
That's a great name of a band. You're a rock star, and you know what? I'm going to set you up as if she's talking to a rock star and a television star.
That's good.
But most importantly, the Bachelor of the Year.
Just build me up. Yeah, just keep building me up.
I will eliminate Father of Two. That will not be part of it.
No. We don't need to go on the whole age thing.
She's getting good lighting too. That's the equivalent of changing her sweat jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think we can get lighting so well that my wedding ring comes off?
Exactly. I was actually, you know, I'm such a dirtball. You know, I understand. It's like, we'll just keep our hands down. You keep your hand down. You just keep your hand down.
Good.
We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Rob, before we get going, and I know this is going to be a week late. I was very bored by 2 hours of Women Tell All.
You know what? I felt real ripped off.
Like, will you give me two... Don't split up fantasy suites into two one-hour...
You're telling me that Women Tell All is more important than The Bachelor itself.
Exactly. It's not. And by the way, the ratings were down. America spoke.
It should be. That's 2 weeks in a row now they've duped us.
They've really fucked us over.
Yeah. Last week, it was a one-hour show.
I know.
And they said, next week, join us for an all-new three-hour...
They think I have meaning in my life beyond The Bachelor. I don't. It's like, I need it. We're crackheads. I waited all day.
I was freaking out. I was so excited.
Me too. I was so excited.
And then the first hour was over, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's how I felt. And I felt like, aside from, oh, no, we'll get into it in our other podcast. Are we doing?
Right.
Oh, my God. She's ready. Okay.
Oh, cool. God.
Okay, I'm gonna get. Okay,
it's weird when it's real.
Okay, I know it's so real. Okay, I'm gonna get this.
Are we gonna talk to her on your computer or on your phone?
Oh my God, no, it's gonna be on the computer.
Okay,
but I'm getting. Okay, here goes. She's funny. Her phone is resting in a salt shaker. Okay, here
funny.
We go.
Okay, she's waiting.
She's
don't
funny.
Keep
she's
her waiting.
She's funny. Okay, here we go. She's okay. I'm just getting the theme song ready.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, everybody, just calm the fuck down. Here we go. And. Action. Oh, shit. We haven't plugged my computer in.
What?
We need to plug the computer in to the...
Oh.
Shit.
Can we call her and then plug it in too?
Wait, hold on. Okay. How do we do
this? This is going well so far.
I'm sure this is fascinating to listen to.
We're a well-oiled machine.
Okay, pause. How do I plug this in?
your powder stick just
fell
out of your bag.
Oh, my God. My powder stick.
We're so nervous. We're freaking out.
I'm a straight lady.
Audrey.
How am I going to do?
Arden, just everything fell out of her bag.
How am I going to do when we're actually in Nashville with how am I going to deal with Evan the dick doctor? Okay, here we go. Okay, take two.
That's
take
good.
Two.
This
take
makes
two.
Me really okay, tall if
you're
I go
more,
up like
yeah,
this.
Exactly. I have a really
no,
long
torso. You let her see more. Let me be the creepo that's sort of
I
over
have,
your shoulder.
I have a long torso. Okay, here we go. I'm FaceTiming her. Okay, video. Okay. Oh my gosh. Shit.
Here
okay.
It goes.
Good luck, everybody. Good luck. Wait. Shit. Where did it go? Wait. This has to go away. That has to go away. Oh yeah, Haley. Greetings from America. You've got two weirdos calling you. Here we go. You accept this rose, pretty Haley, up in Canada. This rose into your world.
Are you freaked out yet?
Is this what Nick sounded like when he greeted you? This is what Lapland sounds like.
Lapland.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the podcast. We are so excited to have with us. Hey, how do you say your last name, Haley?
Hey, if you, want to say it properly, you, hork it out. It's Matt.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I like that. Shit, is it being sassy? Is it being sassy, Aristotle? The audio? Can
it's
you
fine.
Hear? Okay, will you talk for 1 second, Haley?
Can you hear me?
Should I just call? Should we just call?
No, she sounds good.
Okay, all right, let's just get going. Fuck it. You know what? Here we are. Haley, first of all, thank you so much for doing the podcast. I am with Rob Benedict from Supernatural fame.
Hi.
I am crazy Supernatural fan. I was so surprised you were gone.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That is so cool. Well, I'm a big Haley fan, so...
He's our Bachelor of the Year on Will You Accept This Rose podcast. And he, you were one of, we, before we did the, before the season starts, we just looked at photos and we do our top picks. And he had you, there's a photo over there. You were one of his top picks of going all the way to win the season.
I was. Yeah, for sure.
We were devastated.
Yeah.
We also want to give you best dressed for the season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for sure.
First of all, overall, what a pleasure to see you last night. You really, I felt like you were yourself. You were cool. How was it being back at the Women Tell All?
I was myself. I wasn't completely hammered, so it was nice.
Did they ply you with alcohol the whole time that you're there?
They give you anything and everything. But there's a few picklebacks at the beginning, but like the whole thing takes 4 hours. So like, you know, by the time you're sitting on that stage, you're already like, where's the water and food? Like, I'm done drinking.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It was so hectic. It was, you know, a lot of Team Taylor, Team Corinne, which I am Team Taylor.
Yeah.
It was a lot more emotional than I thought it was going to be. Like, I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram, but I posted a picture and I was like so excited for, you know, to grab a glass of wine and watch a bunch of girls yell at each other over a guy that dumped us 6 months ago on TV.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's like...
that mad at each other still, but we are. It's crazy.
Yeah, so crazy. I feel like last night, more than usual,
oh my God,
people were going at it.
It was like a full girl fight last night. Like, it was a full girl fight.
It was, yeah. And it was hard. Like, at first it was like, wow, this is intense, and I want to add something to it. And then it just got to a point where, like, I am so happy they didn't air it, but I am positive that I, like, blacked out and started picking my nose, because I was just like...
Yes!
Like, it's the same conversation over and over, and I was just like, oh yeah, I'm on stage, I have to be a part of this. But like, oh, hectic.
Like, dude, I could, the fight about naps, like, I just, it's like, as a napper myself, and just realizing these are two people with cotton in their ears, like, they're never going to hear each other. I'm very pro-nap. Like, Corinne's never going to understand. It's not that she was napping, it's when she was napping. It's like, I never thought I'd hear people fighting over napping so much on television.
Yeah, it was disappointing because that was the night I went home, so I remember I was like, where is she? And maybe it was due to anxiety, but the way that it looked to everyone in the house was that she drank too much and had to go to bed.
And you know what? To be fair to you, that's pretty much exactly what it looked like on television.
Yeah. Was that the one where she's sleeping with like a grin on her face?
Yeah, like, she was like passed out smiling and sleeping.
She didn't look like she was having anxiety.
Yeah, that's not. If that's how I look with an anxiety attack, like placid with a clutching a rose and smiling, so be it. I have a question. So when you first got, how do you pack? Like, so you're allowed two suitcases.
Yeah, you can bring two suitcases. They do give you like a bit of a list, so they're like, you know, in case you make it to the end, have these many dresses. You dress yourself, you do your own hair and makeup the entire time until I think you make top two, maybe top three. And yeah, you just have to like know that you're allowed to do laundry in the house. Majority of the time that you're seen or you're being filmed, you actually won't be on TV. So like, you know, in 1 to 2 weeks, there's 1 hour and it's usually going to be during the date. So like, if you're house lounging, probably not going to be on TV.
How long did it take you to pack and did you buy extra clothes?
I bought some extra clothes. I got the gown that I wore for the first night and everything else I honestly got for like $20 from like Forever 21 and got it altered, so it just fit really nice.
Our entire podcast, Paget Brewster's on our podcast, Aaron Foley, we all gave, I think, best dress of the season was the dress that you went out in. That black dress was so beautiful. Well, who makes that dress?
That was actually American Apparel, which has pretty much gone under here in Vancouver.
Wow.
Well, that's, yeah, they had the creepy owner,
yeah,
but they had
do.
cute clothes, creepy owner.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like? Like, I know you said you were friends with Alexis, who was the dolphin girl, who's so cute. We loved her.
Yeah.
Was she cool? She really funny?
She's so much funnier than you guys even get to see.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Like, I definitely don't regret the experience. You know, I was friends with Alexis. I was pretty close with Raven during the show.
I like her.
She's really sweet. I became friends with a lot of girls after filming as well. So like, as you get kicked off, we had like a group chat and we exchanged phone numbers. So as soon as they got their phone back, they're like, So we started talking and stuff. And I think Taylor became one of my closest friends.
Yeah.
Also, I talked to Dom, Liz, I talked to Lacey. I talked to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Liz, not Elizabeth. I talked to Liz. But you just end up kind of getting closer after the show, because I think when you're in front of the cameras, like, sometimes you can get a bit weird, right? Like, Jasmine admits that she was, you know, a little bit like, I don't think she'd say that she was weird, but like, you know, the whole choking thing, it got overdone, and I think she got nervous, and then she just kept funny, and then it just got awkward, and like, it gets weird when you're on TV, right?
Totally. I mean, it makes sense, right?
I mean, you're such an odd duck that even to get myself together just to do a podcast, like I can't imagine if I had a camera on me 24 hours a day and you wanted to pull, you could definitely pull 5 incriminating minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure they could make you either like a villain or a hero.
Yeah.
You know, which
you
is
just
what
don't
they
know how
do.
They're going to edit it. Were you nervous before they started like airing? Were you concerned how they were going to edit you?
Yeah, a little bit. So rule of thumb is, if you feel like you're going to possibly, you know, have like harm on yourself due to something that was on the show, you're allowed to bring it up to the psychologist, who will try her absolute best to make sure it's not on the show.
No
That's
way.
Interesting.
Only about like probably like 2, max 3 things, because you can't be like, well, you know, I was a disaster the entire time, don't show it. Like,
right.
I had a couple of comments where I was like, ooh, I really hope this doesn't make it.
Yeah.
So, and they didn't, which was really great. I think I just came off like kind of funny and stuff. And then like went home and was like super devastated to leave my friends. And then Women Tell All, I was just like a bit of a feminist, stuck up for my girl and walked out. So like, I'm pretty happy with it overall.
And your dad, who came with you to the show, he works on Unreal, which I thought was so interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you watch Unreal?
I've never seen it, but I heard that the producer was a producer for Bachelor. Something.
Crazy.
Do you ever get used to all the cameras around? Like, are you, is there a point where you're not conscious about being filmed?
I think you get used to the cameras. Like, I think there's times, depending on how close they are to your face, is when you start to remember that they're there again. Like, you know, I was playing in the pool like with Raven and, you know, having some drinks, and you just totally forget, and then you get back out and you're like, oh, like, I'm like, you get out and you reach for your towel and you can feel like your stomach folding and you're like, God, I hope that's not
right.
It depends on like how conscious you are, like when you're swimming and having fun, like not really, but then when you like have a moment of clarity again, you're like, oh yeah, where are you?
Right.
And so what did you think of Nick?
I thought he was really boring.
So do we. We think he's. I was so excited for him. I thought, because I thought Ben was really boring, and I was like, all right, cool. At least Nick seems like a real guy. And then he came out, I'm like, he's just a total dud.
Yeah, there was a point where we wanted him to go with Corinne because we thought maybe they were meant for each other.
Yeah, I was like, they deserve each other. He's a dud.
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like he sounded like he had a pretty clear sense of what he was looking for. And then being put in a situation with everyone, it was quite obvious he didn't know what he was actually looking for, which is fine. I don't think that's like, you know, like bad. Like, it's fine if you change your mind, but it was just hard because I think a lot of the casting was to find strong-willed, dominant personalities.
Right.
And almost everyone who tried to show some sort of, right off the bat, you know, dominance or whatever it was, pushing the boundaries, they went home, myself included.
Wow.
It doesn't, like, part of me, and again, the finale hasn't aired yet. So when the podcast airs, it will act like, because this won't air till next Friday. So it will actually, we'll already know who he picked or, but I have to say, at this point in the season, watching it, I haven't been fully convinced that he really was looking for, like, it, I felt, It felt like he was just trying to get on Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, now it feels that way. Yeah.
I mean, do you think? I mean, do you think he was actually looking for a lady?
Oh, yeah. Like, I guess he was. I know the contract's pretty sweet to be the bachelor, bachelorette.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Some good money, some good exposure. But I think, like, he probably was like, yeah, like, it's obviously not working out. Like, this is a hand-picked group of people. Like, it's probably easier.
Well, I'm Team Raven at this point. I've turned into Team Raven. I used to be Team Vanessa, and I'm now Team Raven.
Yeah, why?
I feel like, first of all, I think Vanessa's beautiful. I think she's elegant. But I feel like there's some feisty red flags early on. And I feel like Raven is like very, like her I love you speech felt so authentic and real. I think she's got personality and strength. But yeah. She seems like a real, she seems very authentic and charming and warm. And I just really like Raven.
Yeah, between the two, like, it's hard because they're very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have the Southern Belle that, you know, never been in love, never had an orgasm.
Yeah, oh my God. That montage orgasm montage was with rainbows and, like, high-fiving and cartwheels and snow angels was incredible.
And honestly, I still don't think it happened.
I don't either. I don't either.
She's like, yeah.
I agree with you. I don't think it happened either.
But then you have, like, Vanessa, who's obviously, she's very forward. And, like, I do like some of the stuff she says, though, when, like, she said to him, you know, I for the preview for next week, I don't want to be the girl that you just love a little bit more, and that's why you do.
Yeah, no, I think she's, listen, I'm kind of Team Vanessa. I'm not saying I'm anti-Raven because I think they're both amazing. Yeah. But she's asked honest questions.
No, I like
when she asked the dad. When the dad said, you know, did you ask everyone else for permission?
Yeah.
And she found that out. Like, that's never really been asked before.
No. I mean, she seemed fun going back and forth between the hot tub and the ice cold plunge.
She's so fun.
And she seems like but there was a part of me that just felt like, I don't know. I just
maybe too good for him, maybe.
I don't know. Like, yeah. He's not moving to Montreal. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be real. He's not. He's going to stay in L.A. He's not moving to Montreal.
Yeah.
And she has so much commitment there. Like, her family means everything, as she said over and over. She's a teacher for the mentally, or I don't know.
Special needs kids. Special needs adults.
Yeah, special needs, yeah.
So yeah, then she helps out with all of that. Like, she's not walking away from two families.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah. But, no.
Like, Raven comes from a small town, and she's really kind of under the radar still, even though she's in the top two. She's still, like, an under the radar girl. Mm-hmm. And, like, interesting. We still don't know that much about what's going on and what she's going to do.
I know. I feel like Vanessa's going to win, but I'm rooting for Raven. I'm rooting for Raven. Would you ever want to go on Bachelor in Paradise, or not so much?
You know what? I really did at the beginning because I thought it would be just so much fun. And I actually was still even considering it up to last week when I went to LA for the Women's Hall. And then being there, like, around all that bullshit again, I was... No, actually, I really don't. Like, it just doesn't feel that appealing. And also, like, I do have a boyfriend.
Well, that'll do it.
Boyfriend, which I actually do love. So that's a big, big thing to say and believe. So, like, at this point, you know, unless that relationship falls apart, which even then, I honestly don't think it's for me anymore. I don't think I'm that into it. Just being around the Women's Hall, I was like, and, like, so many of these girls, they're still great people, but, like, you can just tell their heads are starting to grow bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Right, right.
No, it was just like, where are you guys going after the after party?
Right.
Oh, we don't. And then they, like, jump in an Uber, and it's like, what? No, like, why don't we just all go to the same place? And it's like, we're not. And then it just, there's already, like, that vibe happening where people just, like, insta-famous, therefore, generally famous, because they're doing talk shows for free. So,
right. Wow.
mentality that I don't think I feel like really committing to.
First of all, congratulations. That's awesome that you've got a guy and you're in love. That's awesome. And honestly, there's a reason I knew I liked you. Like, you're real. You're like a real person. And
you're
sometimes
Canadian.
And you're Canadian. And you know, sometimes people who tell it like it is don't do as well on these shows because these shows are not reality, even though it's a reality show. You know what I mean? Like, this is not how you find love, really. So congratulations on all of that. With Bachelor in Paradise, do you tell them I want to do it, or do they ask you if you want to do it? Or is the like invitation open to anybody?
Definitely not open to anyone. No. A lot of the girls, like Alexis, like, she's built for that show.
Oh my God. I would love to see her in Mexico.
Yeah, she's for sure going. I don't think the contract flapped in front of her yet, but it's always been there.
I would love to see Christina. I don't know if she would want to do it, but we really fell for Christina.
Yeah, she's really intense. I don't know if like she'd be like, I don't know if she wants to be Paradise. I'm not close with her. Maybe she does, but she's really intense. Like, Alexis is like fun.
Yeah.
Camp.
Yeah.
But Paradise is kind of warm.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a bit different in that way. But yeah, there's a lot of girls who are like, I have to come to Women Tell All because I want to be on Paradise and I want to be a part of the Bachelor family. And they're like, well, like, what's your 2 cents to add? Why do you want to come? Which I was asked. They're like, why do you matter? Like, why do you want to come? And I was like, good question. I was like, my friends are going to be having a party and I'll be there. They're like, that's not a good reason. Like, you need to tell me why you care. And I was like, I do really care about Taylor and I do really want to, like, you know, be there for her. And so I kind of like wrote on that idea a little bit. But for some of them, it was just like, you know, some girls aren't friends with any of these other women from the show at all. And like, they somehow got on the show and started talking about, you know, their opinions and stuff and got so much airtime, which all of us rolled our eyes because we're like, we know you just want to be on Paradise. But so they're allowed to play that game, right? If that's what you want to do, it is a show at the end of the day.
I didn't like when Christina was getting her 2 cents with Nick that, I don't know if it was just editing, but Danielle cut in to get... Like, because he was trying to explain to
Danielle.
No, again, it could have just been editing, but it looked like he was explaining why he let Christina go, and then Danielle cut in and made it about her, about how she was hurt. And I was like, you can't cut in on the Russian orphan.
She was.
You know what I mean? It's like the Russian orphan. Cut in on anybody else. You don't cut in on Christina.
Yeah, no. She cut in tears with tears.
Yeah, I just felt like this is the wrong. Like, read the room.
Yeah. I think it might have been editing. She was up there talking for like 45 minutes.
Oh, Christina. Okay, really? So it was editing.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
There you go.
Haley was like, I was over it.
I was like this.
Yeah, that's when the nose was picking. The nose was getting picked. Before you moved into the house, how nervous were you? Like, how nervous? Like it must be terrifying.
I was so nervous. I was mostly nervous about how I would do living with other people because I've always been alone.
Yeah.
So I've never had a roommate. So that was the thing that kind of scared me the most.
Of course.
Because it wasn't real life. It was a party. It was actually really easy and fun because you're just drinking, hanging out, and you don't have to clean anything. So you're like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really nervous about the girls or like making friends because I was like, I'm sure they're going to be just as nervous as I am, which everyone was.
Yeah.
And I wasn't there long enough to really settle in with, you know, everyone. It was just probably like 6 people that I became like close with.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I didn't really, none of the nerves really kind of set in for me too much. It was just about living with other people.
Did you know it was going to be Nick?
I didn't. And I knew when you guys found out. Whenever you found out is when I found out. And
Wow.
I had like, who it was, and I was like, I have no clue.
Oh my God, wow.
And then they asked, they're like, do you still want to do it? Because I guess some girls were thinking about maybe not, and then there's also a flood of people who wanted to join the show with them, so
wow.
I'm always done. No, granted, I know the gals are like 22 or 23, but if I was drinking that much alcohol, I would look so disgusting in my bikini. How the girls are able to keep it together? There's no gym in the house, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone diets pretty hard before going on the show.
Right. So you just get it together. You just get it, and then you just, like, just try to monitor your drinking.
Yeah, like, I remember being like, oh, my God, like, I'm just going to, like, be on this liquid diet, like, the whole month before, and it lasted, like, 2 days.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No, and then I just ate, like, burgers every day, and then, like, the last 4 days, I just, like, snacked. And then I was like, okay.
Okay. What time do you wake up in the morning, and what time do you go to bed there?
We get woken up around, like, 6 a.m.
Ooh.
Because they have, like, interviews to do. They want us to eat breakfast. I think, like, a lot of us need something in our stomachs to absorb all the alcohol from the night prior.
Right.
So that's probably a big thing, too, is they want us to be, like comfortable and physically able to, like, be awake for the next day. So, yeah, they wake us up pretty early, and they will hover over you. There's, like, these bedroom monitors that will come in, and they'll be, like, over top of you, like, wake up.
Oh,
and,
my,
like,
God.
Lexus was the worst. Like, she would never get out of bed. They would always off. She'd be like, I'm not doing it. And she'd, like, rip her mic off. And they're like, no. Like, everyone has to get up. When we went to bed, it was just kind of like, usually there'd be a date or something for us to do. So we would wait for the girls to come back.
Yeah.
And, like, every group date would come back, like, well at, like, maybe 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. or something like that.
Oh, my God.
What?
So you'd be getting, like, 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah. So, like, some of the girls would go to bed, but, like, I think majority wanted to stay up so they could be like, what happened? And, like, happening as the show went on was more and more girls were, like, going home on these group dates when, like, no one thought that someone's going to be sent home right away. It was like, you're gone, or, you know, who else sent them randomly? Both D'Lo and Whitney went home.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, what's going on? Like, I want to see if anyone's coming back.
So people were just exhausted. They're exhausted. Your guard is down. You're having alcohol. I mean, I think that's how you also probably get people to just speak more freely. I know when I'm tired, my walls are down.
Corinne is smashed the whole time, isn't she? I mean, Corinne's pretty wasted most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you go on a group date, do you know at the beginning, like, what's a dress for?
Yeah, I was always, like, stunned at how people have the... Yeah. I get so nervous about packing just in my regular life. Like, yeah. I don't know how you pack,
like,
for this,
like,
stuff.
Well, what are we doing? And they just you happen to have bathing suits on, just in case.
Yeah, basically, we'll say, you know, pack a bathing suit, pack a nude bra. Like, it depends what you're doing. Like, my group date was wedding dresses. So, like, bring a nude bra, bring nude underwear, because it was, like, dressing into fashion. Whereas some stuff, they're like, bring a swimsuit, but, like, you don't know what you're doing. They're just like, bring this, or like, where are your shoes?
How long did it take you to pack? I don't mean to keep harping on the packing, but I'm like, I have to go work in Nashville for 10 days, and I'm already like, and I know I'm just filming in Nashville.
Yeah,
like, maybe I'll go out 3 nights. Like,
you have a costume you wear every day.
Yeah, I have a costume. I'm playing somebody else, and I'm still like, I cannot figure out what to wear. How long did it take you to pack? Were you in a tizzy? Help me, Haley.
It wasn't that bad because we'd always be in groups. So we'd be like, hey, like, do three people have hair curlers? Or, like, does someone have, like, you know, the straightener? And you'd be like, can I borrow your hairbrush? Or you just bring, like, your own makeup. Like, I guess the thing is, when you're thinking about packing for real life, because this is not real life, you want to have your cell phone charger, your laptop charger. Like,
yeah.
All of these things. You have your wallet, you have your ID. Like,
yes.
All we have is ourselves, our clothing, and our makeup. Like, that's it. Like, we don't have cell phones. We don't have books. Like,
was that a relief to be without your cell phone? Did it get to be kind of fun?
I really liked it. Like, I'm a huge fan of camping, and usually I go places where the cell signal doesn't even work. So I'm okay with it. It feels really relieving.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people had some anxiety, and then, like, a producer would take out their cell phone to, like, check it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, hey, I have a glimpse of the screen.
Yeah. What did your family think about you going on? Like, what did your family and friends, was anybody nervous for you? Were they all excited for you?
My mom was scared that I was going to be, like, picked on or something. She's like, I know handle it, but like, I don't want someone coming over to you and like calling you a bitch. And then like, you know, she didn't want me to like feel less than at any point in the process, which I have.
That's nice.
My dad was like, he didn't completely get it. He was like, you're on for sure. And I'm like, yes, I leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I like, have fun. Like, didn't really understand it. My sister was excited because she was like a part of the process. I only told a few friends. You're not allowed to really tell people. So yeah. Like, I got announced. Like when they showed, you know, here's the cast. It airs in 2 weeks. Like my grandma didn't know. My cousins didn't know. Like only 3 of my best friends knew. It's really tight-lipped.
And overall, are you glad you did it? Was it a good experience?
Yeah, I'm really happy because. I think if I had said no to the opportunity, I would have always wondered what it was like. I'm a very curious person. So I think I would have always been, you know, what could have been. And I think things always look greener on the other side. And honestly, looking into it as a regular person, like through all of our Instagram, and people think that we're like, you know, like kind of like cool, like living this high life. I'm like, I've been eating veggie dogs for the past week. And dinner, like,
yeah.
So it's kind of funny because we look like we have this extravagant life, and I thought that, and yeah. You know, some of them do, some of them really do, not many. But it's interesting to, you know, have the experiences now. I don't feel like I missed it. I think I would have always looked at it and been like, cool, like what if I could have been famous, or like what if this? And like now I just really kind of removed myself from that idea, and you know, I used to model, and like I, you know, went overseas, and I really became very vain, and it took a long time, a moment of self-reflection, and you know, I really transformed who I was, and I'm very proud of that. So I still work really hard to not fall back into that, and being in the light of The Bachelor, where it's very welcomed, you know, it's interesting to kind of be like, okay, do I want to post these pictures of me in my bikini and lingerie to, you know, sell vitamins for girls to buy that won't make their hair look better, but apparently I'm going to tell them it will.
Right.
Or do I want to continue to be me, stick with my 5,000 followers versus 500,000 followers.
Right.
And live a life that just doesn't feel genuine. So
that's
not
awesome.
What they're doing is ungenuine. It's just what feels comfortable to them and comfortable to me. And
that's
for
awesome.
Me, it's not that way.
Well, you know what? I think that's so well spoken, and it is like at a certain point, like this is your life, like that is it's who you are, and it sounds like you got to sort of have the fun of going to Oz and then realize that you like Kansas, you know,
yeah.
You still had fun, but like. Just, it's almost like you don't want to eat too much cotton candy. Like, you want the whole, like, the real world.
Yeah, and you know, and I definitely feel confident in saying that I've found someone that I'm passionate about. Like, it's still a new thing, but, you know, I've only felt this way with one other person before, and it's a really big deal to say I love you and mean it.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, having that also makes me feel really confident in moving forward as a regular person rather than wanting to be in that sort of fantasy world as well.
Well, we were so excited to talk to you. Rob's band actually played, I think they met you.
Yeah, in Vancouver. A couple of the guys in my band were playing and met you at the restaurant. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't know that they were a part of your band. That's so funny. They actually messaged me like after the show. And we're like, hi, hope you're doing well.
Yeah. Steve, the drummer in my band, told me like after the fact, I had you in my top 3 and all that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah, we met her. I was like, you what? Say what?
Yeah.
Small world.
I know. So because we have a few people that do the podcast. So I was like, who wants to call Haley with me? It was like, Rob's, Haley was Rob's pick. We got to have Rob call.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we'll have to get together when we come back up to Vancouver later this year. We're playing again at the Supernatural convention. So
amazing.
Maybe we'll all hang.
Happened before. I actually really wanted to go, but I remember I did something really stupid that night. I was like, yeah, I'd love to come. And then like went to the movies and hated it or something.
Well, I'm sure Rob could get you into the Supernatural convention.
Yeah. I'll have the guys text you. You can come to like our show on Saturday night. It's fun. You like hang out backstage and meet the cast and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God, I love that.
Cool.
Yay, Haley. And but can I just say, her dad was such, her, she's got like this hunky crew guy dad, Irwin.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and her dad was the one who picked the tickets to come see me do, it wasn't Haley, it was like her dad bought the stand-up tickets.
That's crazy.
I think because he watched Chelsea Lately or something, or I don't know why your dad, but it was like Irwin. Irwin's the man.
I know, so, because when I got a tap on the shoulder, I had my feet up, and I was like, oh God, I have my feet up on a chair. Getting in trouble like a little kid. And it was like, hi, how are you? And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I was all excited. I
was it coincidence
it.
That you're...
Yeah.
So the
it
podcast...
It was a coincidence that her dad... Well, because we had... Because on the week before on the podcast, I said I was playing Vancouver, and then I was trying to get Daniel, the pigeon and the eagle, to try to come. And so... So the people started tweeting him, like, Daniel, you better go see, like, cause I was saying I would give him tickets.
Right.
So then he came. And so when somebody said people from the Bachelor were there, I figured it was Daniel, but then it was you and your dad. And then Daniel came the next night.
That's so funny.
I know.
I just saw Daniel today. We just did a radio show together.
Oh, wow.
I found him to be, like, he is who he is. He's exactly who we
talk to him like this, too.
We talk to him.
Yeah.
He's just, he, you know, he's just, he's fully the eagle and the pigeon. He's the best. Yeah.
He's a unique guy, but he's like really sweet.
He's a unique guy. And what was amazing about him was like all that stuff. You're like, oh, somebody must be writing those lines for him. You're like, no, that's his brain.
Yeah.
That his brain is writing those lines.
Yeah.
Don't be Mussolini. Be more like Mussolini, not Hitler. Yeah. Like he came up with that on his own.
Yes, he did. Yep.
Oh my God. Well, Miss Haley, is there anything that you feel that you, anything that we didn't ask, anything that you want people to know? We were just, do you have any other questions, Rob?
No, I mean, gosh, we covered.
I'm going to get a picture of all of us. Smile. There we go.
The one thing that that I always wonder is the drinking thing, just that, you know, and it's true. They really are. They pump them full of drinks.
I would throw up. Did anybody throw up?
I don't think so, actually. You know what, though? Like, a lot of it is, it's not the producers who are like, you have to drink. It's that it's there, and they're like, it's free. It's whatever you want. It's when you want it. And it's like this idea of all these girls in their 20s who are like, free alcohol. Like,
right.
Deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's the free aspect that I think grabs us, which is so stupid. But honestly, it's just like, that was one of the biggest sells, and I think why a lot of us even went is we're like, it's a vacation with free alcohol.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's free alcohol still does it for me. I mean,
free alcohol, yeah. open bar, like, yeah, all right, great, I'm in for my open bar. Well, Haley, what fun. I feel like, you know what's cool? I feel like we sent a buddy in to, you know, here's my final question. When the people are interviewing you, like the producers, when they're doing your, like, you know, your confessionals or whatever you want to call it, do you feel like they have your back, or do you feel like they're being frenemies when they're getting you to talk?
Oh, they definitely have your back. There was a producer that was let go during the show because girls didn't feel comfortable talking to him, and they felt undermined by the way he was speaking. So he got fired.
Wow.
Great.
Oh, wow. That's good to know.
Yeah, so I think that, and also you click with certain producers, and those are the ones that constantly interview you. So, like, I think if you make it to hometown, I know that if you make it to hometown, you get to choose a producer that you feel the closest, most comfortable with, and they're with you 24/7.
That's good.
Wow. That's great. That's
I'm
cool.
excited about Rachel being the Bachelorette, I have to say.
You're excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think it's really overdue for them to, you know, kind of give it the times and stop the same race card over and over.
Yeah.
Really excited about that. Really excited that's not even what's most talked about. Like the fact that this is a big deal that she's the first Black Bachelor, and that's not even the headline. It's just Rachel.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Totally, absolutely.
She's so beautiful, and she's a lawyer, and she's really poised.
No, she is going to intimidate the hell out of these guys.
I know. I like that.
Yeah, I can see that too. She's intimidating.
I know. I can see that too. I know. She's not. She's like, yeah. She's a fucking lawyer, man.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
smart.
She's no nonsense.
Well, she got the first impression, Rose, right? So she gives that like allure and confidence and know-how attitude from the first second that you meet her, and it's like mm-hmm. it's in there, and they're like pounding shots, and she has like complete clarity with a glass of rosé, like, "Hi, how are you? I'm Rachel." And you're
right.
Just like,
oh. Yeah, I would be the ding dong with like the Goldschlager, like vomiting up gold flakes. I'm truly, I would be the one that would drink till I puke. It would be, and it'd be like,
you have like a gold flake in your
teeth. I'd be like, I did it again. I'm a lightweight. I'm such a lightweight. Final question: how big is that? Is the house? How? What is the house like?
The house is not that big. The way that I described it, as soon as I saw it, was it looked like they basically puked out like the inside of a genie lamp.
Yes.
They paint the walls like over and over and over and over. So like the wall is like tacky and like it doesn't in person. It's not
all
great.
That.
It's not big. It's not that big. It's actually like a pretty, like it's a bigger house is what I call it. Not a mansion.
Hmm. How many girls per bedroom?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think it was when I was there, it was 10.
10 girls in a bedroom?
Yeah.
Jeepers. I would never sleep. I'd be the one on Ambien who would be like secret snacking because I took Ambien.
Yeah.
So I'd be like binge eating, like, and I wake up covered in chips and I'd forget it. With my Goldschlager vomit.
Yeah. Meet me at the open bar.
Yeah. I mean, oh.
Man.
Make them for us, and they're like the teensiest, like shittiest, like they creak, and there's no stairs. So like I remember like stepping on like Alexis's head to like get up to my bunk bed, and
oh my god,
that's...
and they're so small. Like I don't know how. Like I think Danielle was the tallest one there. I don't even know how she slept in it. Like I felt like my feet were hitting the end.
I don't sleep well. I'm an anxious sleeper anyway that, like, I would have actually been Corinne, but not because I was drunk. I would be so tired that I'd be, like, sneaking off and passing out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Haley.
Thank you so much.
We are such fans of yours. We wish you luck, and you get to see Rob. When are you playing Vancouver?
I can't remember, but it's, like, I don't know, later in the summer, in the fall. But we'll text you, and then we can all hang out.
That sounds amazing. I love that. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your podcast.
Oh my god, we love you. We were so excited. I wish you the best of luck with everything. You're a lovely, you're a lovely young lady, and like, you know what? And you're just so well spoken and cool. And what a pleasure! It was an honor to have you on. We really appreciate it. And I will text you the link when it's up. It'll be next week.
Awesome.
Aw,
thanks, guys.
All right, Haley.
Hey, yay, go Haley! Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my god, that just happened. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Can you handle? You kept your shit together.
Did I do pretty well?
Oh my god! And she said she was your fan.
I was scratching your leg under the table. I couldn't
believe it. Oh my god! How beautiful is she?
She's
so fucking
amazing.
Beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
This is a podcast and not a video feed. You guys can't even see her just casual in her studio apartment. It's like would be me on my dream wedding day look. You know what I mean?
No,
like it's like best of.
She was wearing like the equivalent of like a wife beater, right?
A wife beater, beautiful wrap, like Navajo blanket.
And even when she said there was like a piece of toast in her, I was like, that's the hottest piece of toast
I've ever. I know, toast, and she was eating like veggie dogs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
She said she was a big fan. I was like, don't.
I know.
I was like, don't you dare flip the script on me, Haley.
Oh my god. I was so excited for you. I didn't even know. Because I know you're upset that you can't go to Nashville. And I feel like you just had your own private Idaho Nashville moment here.
I really did. And I didn't make it weird when I said, maybe we can all hang out.
No, you said we all.
Yeah.
Because I knew you were nervous about putting it out there. And you didn't make it weird at all. And we found out where her dress is from. Her dress is from... Is from
Urban Outfitters.
American Apparel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Same thing.
Urban Apparel, American Outfitters.
American Eagle. You realize, everyone, we're coming down off our high
now.
So
I
we can't
feel
be.
Like the sheer fact that you and I now, we're really going, like, we're really doing crack cookies. Now we get to go do the real podcast.
I know.
I can't even believe how much I love today.
And I feel a real, like, brotherhood with Canada right now.
Oh, my God. That's our second. And we haven't caught one yet. And she thought Nick was boring. That makes her even better.
She's super funny.
Yeah.
Like, she's really funny.
Yeah.
And she's, like, for real. And she's in love with someone. I was going to do a joke when she was like, it feels good to say I love you. And I said, I know, me too. I was going to do, like,
I know. I thought you thought about it.
Because she was being real sincere.
I know. I thought my little idiot monkey brain wanted to go to something for you. I really wanted to wingwoman you.
We're biting our tongues because she's a super real person.
And I was also, you know what my favorite highlight was? And guys, thanks for listening and humoring us. My favorite moment when she was like, this is what you wanted. She was like, I was a model. I worked overseas. Oh. I got really vain. And then I thought, do I want to be that person? No, I don't. And then I had a moment going into the limelight. Do I want to be in a lingerie and a bikini selling herbs for women to have their hair
and going? I was this close to being like, yes. And then I didn't realize it was part A of a
But you would
point.
Have failed. You would have failed.
The I would have failed.
You would have blown it. Thank
God for biting my tongue.
I know. We were both.
I looked at Aristotle like, are you kidding me? Is this really happening?
Here was the best part of all of this. And I also want to thank all of you for suffering through our terrible audio. It was like, there was we needed to video. We couldn't just, the phone would have sounded better, but it would have been FaceTime. You wore your Canada jacket, which you immediately stripped off because you
probably
got
hot.
So hot.
And it's actually really cool in this room.
Aristotle, I need you to come get on the mic right now for 1 second. Aristotle, now again, you don't normally, you don't watch The Bachelor. You're
he
not
couldn't
normally.
See her either.
He couldn't see her. Aristotle, did he play it cool? What was your takeaway, Aristotle? Tell us everything.
I thought you played it cool.
Really?
Yeah. You seemed like you were fans, but you were like, cool fans.
Yeah, we're trying to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Do you
good.
Think this married father of two stands a chance?
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, you never
Arden.
Know. You never know.
You can dare to dream.
You never know.
She might be into guys in their mid 40s.
You know what? She might be.
Just don't know. She's going to come see
you
us play.
Know. She's going to come see you play. She loves Supernatural.
She loves Supernatural.
She's going to come to the Supernatural
convention. And I will use every other actor in that show. You know what I mean? Come if you don't want to see me, come and see the others. Because you're going to meet all of them.
She was Aunt Truth Serum Time. Was she your favorite from the season?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But she was gone, you know, quarter of the way through. That's the bummer.
You were so excited you got to see her again.
I was and she's so beautiful. And it made me realize, on a real point,
yeah,
I realized
Rob.
All these women in person are sure. probably the
11.
Most gorgeous
11.
Women. Yes.
11.
And so we can say to her and be like, ah, she's got a horse face. Or she's got, you know, too much real estate on her forehead or whatever.
So
but I'm sure they're all...
You've always felt guilty with that forehead comment.
I have.
I know. And yet, that
and
was
And now
my
she's
favorite.
The Bachelorette.
I know. I actually thought about her. I actually thought about it last night. And I thought, because I just think she's so darling.
She is.
My friend, Lori, who is fantastic and is a lesbian, a married woman to a woman, she said she's going to convince her wife that she can go on as a contestant just to be friends with Rachel. She just wants to go to be friends. She's such a crush on Rachel.
That's funny.
Guys,
oh, man,
wow,
guys,
we've really...
Man.
I honestly feel like I have so many... My synapses are firing so hard. Like, I have so many endorphins rushing through that I'm going to, like, crash... Like, my chemicals are jangled. I'm going to crash. I'm going to, like, I could, like, punch through a plate glass window right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then tonight, I'm going to sleep till, like, Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. Can we, what's jangled? Your senses?
My chemicals are all jangled.
Can we name this part of the podcast jangled?
Jangled chemicals?
Yeah, jangled chemicals.
Here comes jangled chemicals. Yeah, jangled chemicals. That's it.
I agree. I'm a bit flustered.
Okay. Oh, my God. Thank God we have another hour and a half of Bachelor to talk about.
And we have a lot to talk about.
We really do.
We have Women Tell All.
We have orgasms.
Orgasms.
We have Celine Dion in the hot tub.
Oh, my God.
We have Rachel's announcement. Well, guys, we've really been through something here.
We did it.
All right, everybody. Best of luck to all of you. Thank you so much. And I will just play this going out. Oh, my God. I'm trying to FaceTime her again. Guys, play it cool. There we go. And thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Whoa.
accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.